Joining me is a gentleman by the name of Arlen Williams, political analyst. He has a website, gulagbound.com. Good morning, Arlen. How are you?
Just fine. I'm still on the run from the gulag here. I'm still out in the field and in undisclosed locations, actually in Wisconsin. How's the weather in Colorado? Because everything over there blows over here. It's not snowing or anything, is it?
It's always sunny here. Over 300 days of sunshine a year, Arlen.
Yes, the weather's, the airport's closed half the time, isn't it?
Well, I pretty much everybody I know has been delayed in Denver. But we're west of the Rockies, so no severe weather, no a lot of sunshine, no overcast, so life is good.
Where they should be delayed is in Cleveland and in Philadelphia, which gets us into, I guess, the subject matter that we can talk about today.
Why did they choose those cities as convention sites? Is that strictly because they're battleground states?
Yes. Actually, it's interesting. In the Democrats' case, they should almost always count on Pennsylvania, but with a guy like Trump as the presumptuous nominee, so to speak, I suppose they think that maybe they had the foresight to think that Pennsylvania's in play with his blue-collar appeal and crossover appeal among certain people. But yeah, interestingly enough, I think they did a pretty good job of that. Maybe that's the only, maybe it's the last thing that Democrats and Republicans have done a good job of.
Well, look, it looks like Hillary will, I believe she has the nomination.
Yeah.
Good job, Democrats. Nice job.
Yeah. You know what? I think Just think of all the people in the country that would like to have a do-over on both sides. And, you know, in Hillary's case, the case is just much more obvious than in Donald Trump's case in certain respects. I mean, it's more factual and legal. As that fellow, was it French, that was for a while going to...
David?
Yeah, David French going to run as a third party candidate, as he said last night to Megyn Kelly. If he, as a judge advocate general, in the past had done with privileged secret information, though what Hillary Clinton has been doing, his whole priority would be to figure out how he could plea bargain to keep from getting a maximum sentence. So
wow.
What do we do with Hillary? It's I think it's just Hillary's become a political hot potato in football in the Democratic Party. And I would not be surprised. I've said it for I think a year or two now that I didn't really expect Hillary to make it. And the only thing that I think is going to keep her in there is stubbornness and the Clinton power, because if the Democrats want to win, they still have time to just disqualify her based on legal grounds. It's going to be right around the time of the convention that the FBI will either report her or not what they're going to do. And, you know, the classic line about that is either they will recommend that she be indicted and Loretta Lynch will have to act, or they'll do the same and she won't, and then we'll be seeing, kind of like Kremlin watching back in the old days, we'll just see numerous resignations in the FBI.
Is President Obama in her corner?
I think so, because I think that was the deal cut long ago, probably through an intermediary like George Soros or a team thereof, that they would just have this deal cut where Obama would get in and make Hillary Secretary of State and back Hillary for the next time. And, you know, all to support the subversive neo-Marxist revolution on the Democratic side wing of the, you know, attempt to run the New World Order.
But
so, sure.
What about Joe?
Still there.
What about Joe? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, he is waiting in the wings. Remember that picture? Have you seen that picture being bandied about in social media with him looking out the window forlornly of the White House?
No, but Joe Biden makes, as a comedian, I would love a Joe Biden presidency.
I think that could be our solution right there. Or maybe we could organize something. Maybe we could, at the last minute, amend the Constitution, and they could trade off so that Trump is president for 1 week, and then Biden is vice president, and the reverse happens the next week, and we could just oscillate.
Now, Arlen, you still do not like Trump. You're not a Trump guy at all. Nothing redeeming about him at all.
Oh, there's plenty that's redeeming. I mean, if we had a sane candidate that has been saying the saner things that Donald Trump has been saying, wait a minute, that's almost been Ted Cruz, but not quite. Then I'd be very happy about the current situation, but it's just the case of, again, reality hitting Republicans in the face, just like it should be hitting Democrats in the face with Hillary.
But what is it? Cruz doesn't have that intangible that Trump has. That, I know this is very shallow, but it's that star power.
At this point, you know, it takes a while for Republicans. That's the dirty truth about Republicans, is they almost invariably need to vote for Big Daddy to be in the White House. It happens every time. You got to have a certain status as a father figure for the country. And in a really perverse way, I guess Donald Trump is the jazzy, philandering father that the Republicans more, well, that, you know, that stubborn plurality has wanted. And we're getting them.
But isn't Trump the first Republican in 27 years that is not a gelding?
You might say that. Maybe since Calvin Coolidge, you might say that.
Well, nobody's as good as Cool Cal. I mean, he really.
Yes, it's too bad that I would like to see him in the primary. I wonder what he would have said about Donald. I'm not sure.
Cool Cal had a lot of integrity, had a lot of, well, from what I know from professors, he really stood up against his own party at times for the Constitution. I think he rejected the Farm Bill twice back when they tried to bring it into existence back then, but... executive abuse on the Republican side and Democrat side is commonplace now. I mean, my gosh, Lincoln gave us the EPA and OSHA. The Bushes gave us the TSA.
Or, you mean Nixon?
Nixon gave us the EPA. Yeah. Right. Lincoln, boy, talk about executive abuse. Holy cow. So,
yes.
I don't expect Trump. I didn't expect Romney to honor the Constitution.
Yeah, Lincoln kind of took it apart like Legos in order to try to save it, and he kind of almost did that. Except he died. We don't know what actually would have done. But the problem with Trump is that he's too healthy. Maybe you know, somebody will get him so angry. Am I going to get into trouble by saying this? Like that conversation between Glenn Beck and. And the author, maybe somebody will get Trump so angry that he'll have a major stroke by the time the nomination occurs. But anyway, did you see the latest on him? He's reprimanding his own campaign staff that have told surrogates to be cool on Curiel, the judge, over the Trump University real estate matter. And he said, no, go... take that order and throw it the hell out, he said, and go after him. And because anybody asking questions about this are the real racists, he said. Hmm. And he said that we're going to win this because we always win. Of course, that's not true. He's been sued like 700 sometimes, and he wins maybe 75-80% of them. But it just shows. Here's the problem. I've said it before. Maybe other people haven't heard. If anybody hasn't heard this from me, it must be because I'm too much of a narcissist. And no, it's Donald Trump is, he truly, truly is a textbook megalomaniac. I mean, that's what, you know, it's, practicing psychiatrists can't say that because they have rules. And Republicans don't want to say that because of the Goldwater rule, where he was attacked as a maniac, maybe with his finger going to be on the button. And in politics, they've just about almost universally, Democrats and Republicans and journalists all all of them, don't do that anymore. They don't question a candidate's sanity. But in Donald Trump's case, we've got a real mentally ill person here. And everybody sees it, but everybody, well, about 90% of us poo-poo it. And we can't poo-poo that because there's just too much poo there.
But I mean, don't we do this every 4 years, though, Republicans? Dole, McCain, Bush, Romney.
Yeah, so he's the guy that, you're right, he's the guy that people think has the testicles. My buddy, Dr. Sam Vaknin, he's not a psychologist or psychiatrist. He's actually got his doctorate in time-space physics. So I think that trumps a lot of stuff in terms of his brilliance. He's got an IQ in the 170s or some crazy thing. Anyway, he's written his new article in our Gulag Bound. Donald Trump is a third-party candidate and the next U.S. president. And what he's saying here is that people are twisting what Donald Trump says and his behavior so that when he's foul, profane, and violent and obviously self-promoting beyond sanity, people say that that's just because he's got, you know, chutzpah, and he speaks truth to power, and he's a straight talker. And it's like, no matter what Trump does, as he said himself months ago, he could shoot people on Fifth Avenue. And people would say, those guys must have been dirty New World Order racists, you know, or something. And that's what we have this tendency to do for the man. And that's a problem. So if you put it on XY axis, Hillary Clinton is the most obvious, sure thing as a detrimental force. So put her way out there on the x-axis, way to the right. And Donald, and make give her that big lump there. And then Donald Trump is a more sure bet to do more better things. So put his big lump on the left, but his skew but his range goes, in my opinion, far beyond Hillary Clinton, because he's the guy, you know, that could get us into nuclear war. He's the guy that could devastate the conservative movement. Hillary Clinton cannot devastate the conservative movement. She can only continue to inspire it and make it frustrated beyond sanity, perhaps. But Donald Trump could virtually destroy it, you know, maybe the way Andrew Johnson, to speak of Lincoln, destroyed the movement to unite the country after the Civil War. So that's the problem with Donald. Nobody knows where his marbles are going to drop.
Well, a vote for Hillary is a vote for status quo.
That's true. We can't vote for Hillary. That would be insane.
And a vote for Donald it's a wild card. It's a bit of a wild card, but, you know, it's like, I'll give you the Newt Gingrich said. If you have skunks in the basement, or whatever he was talking about, let's say you have skunks in the basement of your house, Arlen, and you call a service that sends over a grizzled, toothless, tattooed man who, with a gutter mouth, and he smells bad himself. But all the skunks in the basement, you got a dozen skunks and you can't get them out, and he walks in with all his gear, takes about 5 hours, and he solves the problem.
Yes, but that's exactly what Vaknin is talking about. It's called reframing. So Trump will say something on one side, and then he'll say something on the other side. He'll talk about fighting corruption, and at the same time, and then he'll talk about how he's a deal maker and a wheeler dealer, and he's on the establishment, and you got to do what the establishment wants. And then people, because he's talking anti-establishment, they'll glom onto that and think, well, when he's supporting the establishment, that means he's just playing along with them for a while still so that he can gain power and use things against him. And they just, the benefit of the doubt given to Donald Trump is just amazing. So I don't think so. I think in that analogy, the guy coming to potentially kill the skunks is also a burglar. And you don't know exactly what he's going to leave with.
Would it change your mind if he chose a more traditional candidate as VP?
Yes. If he, no, it wouldn't change my mind, but it would give me a glimmer of hope. If he chose Newt Gingrich, who is his own person, which is why I kind of supported him 4 years ago over Romney, and who's going to talk up to Donald Trump, that means Trump maybe realizes how extreme his own personality is. Probably doesn't realize that he's mentally ill, but he's a little bit adaptable to fit into the clothes of United States president. You know, when he's not bragging about the size of certain anatomy, which might prevent it. Otherwise, speaking of that, he's just going to be the Peter Principle on Viagra and rise to the level of his utter incompetence. So if he were to do that, forget about Corker. If he were to nominate Newt Gingrich, that would give me a glimmer of hope. Because that's the thing. He's a narcissist, and he will go in the direction of narcissistic supply. Whatever gives him adulation, as he sees it, and power and authority and glamour, that's the direction he'll go. So he's manipulable by that way. Foreign powers are going to know this. The intelligence reports on Donald Trump are all going to be across the world, whether with nations or corporations or internally. Everybody is, by the time he's nominated, or at least if he's elected, is going to know he's got NPD, narcissistic personality disorder with certain psychopathic traits, you know, killing the families of suspected terrorists and torturing hell of a lot worse than waterboarding. But they're going to know that. And if he can begin to see him that that's a problem, he'll potentially moderate his behavior. That's my silver lining hope. But my biggest hope still is that they're both just disqualified sometime between now and let's say October 1st, so that people can really get their jaws into what's really going on. Otherwise, in my humble opinion, what's going on is that we're all just jaded beyond our capacity to discern.
Arlen, have you lost friends over this?
Yes.
Really?
I have a lot more time nowadays online. I'm not nearly being bothered as much by instant messages.
But I mean, you've been in the conservative movement for decades, and I'm sure a lot of your cohorts and friends and et cetera, support Donald Trump. But yes. are they have they disassociated themselves with you?
Yeah, somewhat. I have a good close core of friends of which the Trump supporters are still, you know, they still probably pray for me every day or something. But yeah, it's become more peaceful. I have lost people in Twitter, and I've actually excluded some myself because they're so obnoxious. You know, the abusive people that are pro-Trump. And there have been some abusive people that are pro-other people. Mm. But yeah, that's the cross we must, part of the cross we must all bear, but a little splinter of it, not a big deal.
Well, so, I'm running out of time, but...
trouble is, we all are.
We are all afflicted with self-centeredness, Arlen, though, right? I'm a human being, so therefore I am afflicted with self-centeredness.
Yes, but substitute narcissism, substitute megalomania. That was actually the term for narcissistic personality disorder. So you think of megalomania, that's when you begin to think, Robespierre, Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, that's the kind of, or Paris Hilton, or the Kardashians. That's the kind of just unstable and potentially very malignant force we have in Mr. Trump. And in Hillary's case, to give her equal time, she's probably worse. We just don't know, but she's probably, you know, kind of a psychopathic criminal type, more of a classic criminal.
Got it. All right. Yep. Arlen Williams, I'm out of time. Gulagbound.com.
Hope I helped.
We'll talk to you next time, all right?
Okay. Good Bye-bye. Job.